iRockRadio.me, Real Rock and Real Variety. It is Jay Hunter, and I am joined right now by Austin Dickinson of the band As Lions.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the outdoor portable iRock studio in Reading, Pennsylvania.
It's an absolute pleasure to be in the portable studio. It's it is nifty, and it absolutely does the job right, so...
It's the beauty of the internet. You can take your studio anywhere, right?
Ah, fantastic.
So you actually, I found it quite amazing. You put this band together with a mission statement, much like a business does, but you put together a mission statement with your bandmates. Just a part of it was to create the biggest, baddest hard rock we could with an almost cinematic scale. Now, what exactly did you mean by cinematic scale?
I think that, you know, and this is probably going to sound a bit weird, but, you know, the way that we sort of process music now, I think, is so in touch with, you know, things like film soundtracks. Like I'd say that if you were to turn the sound of it onto a film off and just watch it as a series of images, you would kind of miss out on the emotional propensity of it.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I guess that we try to be big, we try to be epic, we try to tell stories. You know, I think the cinematic thing really is just kind of bringing a little bit of a visual side of things to the sound, you know, through the lyrics and through the dynamics, you know. Perhaps.
I'm noticing a lot of bands doing that, like, yeah. Starset is doing that a lot. In This Moment is doing that a lot. September Morning is a band that incorporates a comic book.
Yeah, I think it's just, it brings something new, original, and it also allows you to sort of really eke out the story of the song and eke out the purpose of the song and make it, you know, fully realize itself. At least that's our thing. And as far as the mission statement goes, that was only really kind of to each other, where it's kind of like, you know, I think that every band does
that,
where it's kind of like, what do we want to do? And it's like, well... Right, here's what we want to do, you know. And
well, the fact that you see it in print that there was a mission statement there is like, well, this is serious here.
Yeah, that was we didn't write that, but you know, that was us to each other, I suppose. Oh, Michael Jackson's coming out the
door. It's a little distracting, and the fact that we're getting ready for a show with you, Hell or High Water, and Nothing More, and we're hearing Man in the Mirror from Michael Jackson. No disrespect, rest in peace.
Yeah, you know, there is no mirrors, but there is an awful lot of men around this venue, so...
Now, but speaking of kind of nostalgic a little bit, quite the pedigree that you have as far as music. Your father... being a heavy metal icon, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden, your cousin in the 90s alternative band Catherine Wheel, and even your brother.
It's funny that we're all doing music. It was for me, this was probably the last thing I expected myself to be doing. I studied to do something entirely different.
What was that?
I studied to write scripts. That was what I was going to do. I've always loved storytelling first and foremost.
For like TV, plays, movies?
Kind of anyone who was willing to put up with me. That was kind of, that was kind of, you know, that was really what I was studying.
The WWE storylines.
Yeah, I got into the Royal Academy at home, RADA, and they sort of, you know, they said, right, well, you got in. And I went, I've got a tour with like one of my favorite bands of all time. Can I defer my place? And they were like, we don't do that.
I was
like, right, well, what am I going to remember on my deathbed? Going to school here or touring with my favorite band? Sorry, mate, I'm going on tour. Whether or not I end up doing this for a living, I've got to do that first.
What band was that?
That was Trivium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, they're your favorite band.
They were my favorite band at the time.
And you're wearing the shirt.
Yeah, they're still one of my favorite bands. I love those guys. I think my favorite band's probably Killswitch Engage, but, you know, it changes every day.
we'll just real quick. Kind of, you know, touch on again the family, only because obviously there has to be advantages and disadvantages to that.
I've yet to sort of really see an advantage other than I got to grow up around music and I'm really proud of what he does, you know. You know, and like I get to go to the shows, but to be honest, like, I had such a normal upbringing at the time when I was sort of, you know, growing up and a young child. He wasn't even in the band, you know.
Right.
So I had a really, really normal childhood. I think that, you know, me being a singer myself and being in this band, the disadvantages definitely come in that, you know, sometimes it's what people want to focus on or it's what they want to talk about. But to be honest, I think that fades itself out
You don't feel as though there's more pressure on you or anything?
God, no. That's other people's pressure to have and to hold, you know. Like
that's a good attitude.
That's entirely their outlook and, you know, that's down to them. Like me personally, I try to better myself every day and just better what we do with every song that we write, you know. I think that's all I really care about.
Well, you're certainly doing a great job of it. Aftermath, now top 20 rock hit in the United States.
Yeah,
and it's the number one single right now as far as new rock goes on iRockRadio.me. So,
oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's so cool.
So you're our number one single right now at the moment.
Aw, you guys.
Yeah.
Shucks. That's so cool, man. Thank you.
So before we take a break and play the song, do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, well, Aftermath was actually one of the last songs that we wrote for the record. We wrote it in a room that's probably
patio?
Probably about the size of, from right there to about right there. It's about 2 meters by about 1.5 meters. It was the, I couldn't even hold the guitar lengthways. And we had a little piano at an angle as well. That song came together in about 12 hours, probably because we wanted to get the hell out of the studio. And the whole song's just about, it's about disaster. It's about navigating your way out of disaster, be it personal, be it social. You know, we kind of wanted to keep it open to interpretation, but it's about finding your way out of that situation.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yep. This is our tune. This is called Aftermath. iRockRadio.me.
iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. That was Aftermath from As Lions. We are joined right now by their lead singer, Austin Dickinson. Austin, the last time you were here, and I'm really glad that you came through again to be able to see you guys perform again, but the last time you were here, you were sharing a very big stage in Hershey. You were on tour with Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, and 6 a.m.
Yeah, that was a killer tour. I remember Hershey specifically because it was probably the most sort of hyperactive day for everyone on that tour because everyone was eating bloody chocolate. Absolutely everyone. And it's one of these funny things at a rock show, you know, you kind of think, oh, you know, everyone's probably going to be, you know, doing loads of drugs and there's going to be hookers running out of various little crevices all around the room. No!
Okay, everyone, so you're serious, they were eating chocolate?
Everyone was smashing in the Hershey's.
No. You know?
Chris Cale actually came up to me and was like halfway down a bar and just went, man, you gotta have it when you're in town, and just walked off, and I was like, absolutely, Chris, absolutely, you know. But that was a great show. That was a lot of fun.
What was it like sharing the whole tour with them? Shinedown is a bunch of personable guys.
I love those dudes, man. We get on with those guys like a house on fire, man. They're so good. The Death Punch dudes as well. Like, funny enough, my old band, we toured with them on their first ever UK tour back in 2009 when I was like 18. That was one of my first tours too. So we go kind of like, you know, way back with a lot of them. 6 a.m. were lovely dudes too. And it was a great way to sort of experience the touring circuit out here. You know, an incredibly lucky way as well to experience the touring circuit out here. And, you know, the fans were just out in droves and everyone was really, really nice. There was not a bad soul between any of them. They were all just rock fans and they wanted to have the night of their life. And that was our job. That's where we come in.
And now you're on tour with Nothing More.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, actually. We started off this tour back in April out with Shinedown. We did a little tour with them, and then we went on to do some shows with POD, and then a couple of headliners, and then some shows with I Prevail, and then a festival, and then this started, and then we're doing festivals and headliners on the off days, and then more shows with I Prevail.
So it's nice. You're getting a nice mixture, smorgasbord of type of shows.
It is the tour anywhere, for anyone, at any time, for any reason tour. And we wouldn't have it any other way. It's great. You know,
no, you get the best of all worlds.
100%.
Best of all worlds. Right now, we're going to take a little pause to do something that we do during every interview, just to kind of get to know the person a little bit better. It's called Three Quickies and Afterthought.
Excellent.
You can interpret that however you want.
First of those this tour.
you can interpret it any way you want, but you're going to be let down. So
I think it was actually on the Three Stooges rider.
We're going to give you three choices, and you got to pick one real quick.
Okay.
As far as TV goes, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Adventure, rock climbing, big game hunting, or scuba diving? And if you haven't done any, what you would want to do?
I actually lied my way onto a scuba diving course one time.
Oh, you did?
It's a miracle I survived, but I did swim up through a sunken ship, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, you made it further than me. I took scuba lessons and didn't get out of a swimming pool. So that's
my mum neither.
Metallica with Lady Gaga, good or bad idea?
I'm going to say bad idea because it just did not work in the end. As far as not hearing it from a completely distance perspective and just hearing it as an idea, a sheer hypothetical.
He's being so politically correct right now.
You know what? Like, go for it. Because if you end up coming out with something that, you know, I can't swear, can I?
Yeah, you can. Oh, it's the internet.
If it, woohoo! If you come up with something that kicks the living shit out of the fucking Lulu album, like, why not? Like, do your best to erase it, mate. It was bollocks. But, you know, at the same time, Lady Gaga, I appreciate how much she clearly loves metal, how much she clearly loves the bands.
Yep.
You know, don't quit your day job, maybe stick to watching from now on.
Right, there you go.
You know, possibly. But, you know, they're both great separately.
Right.
But in the way that I like steak and ice cream, I don't like them fucking mixed together in a bowl.
It's kind of like Scrapple and ice cream.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I saw a picture of on Facebook. Did you see that?
I didn't.
No. I'm hoping it's fake. Because I just I kind of slightly threw up on my mouth when I read that.
That would be...
The afterthought. Aside from your own music, what is the last song that you got stuck in your head? And that doesn't mean you have to like it.
Was there a time my own music was not stuck in my head? I would say... Oh, now I'm trying to think of what the fucking song was. It's this shit song. It's this really shit song. And it was playing in this Uber because yesterday we had to go and do some press and this guy had this song fucking thundering out of the car when he picked us up. And it, like, literally, it's like this guy who sounds like Sean Paul just going, "It's time to have sex." It's just like turning up at the radio station being like, "Hey, how's it going?"
I can't even imagine what song that is.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, this is, it's like every time I hear Drake, I'm like, this is fantastic satire. And then I realize he's being serious. And I'm like, oh, that is just, that's just toe-curlingly abhorrent. Like, ugh.
Well, I do know what song is going to be stuck in your head, probably even when you're on stage. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Yes, absolutely.
So, aside from... Lady Gaga and Michael Jackson. Do you have any last thoughts, things you want to plug, social media plugs, anything like that before we let you go?
Yeah, you know what? Our album, Selfish Age, is out now. Thank you very much for listening. If you've already listened, and if you're going to listen, thank you ever so much. And all of our socials, it is As Lions Band. Just look us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. Send us a message. Let us know if you fucking hate us or love us. And we will respond in kind. So thank you very much, guys. And thank you very much for having me.
And you guys are really good at getting back to them. So we can definitely let everyone know about that.
Hells yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, it is Austin Dickinson of the band As Lions. Again, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No worries.